The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, the MMA star Conor McGregor, never far from the headlines. Last week, though, he was in the business pages news that he had bought a pub, another pub in Dublin, this time in Howth in North County Dublin. Hospitality, just one of a number of sectors that he's active in from a business perspective. Gavin McLaughlin, our own deputy business editor, has been running through the nuts and bolts of the McGregor business empire. Gavin, I mean, the first thing I think of, and probably lots of people think of, is whiskey.
Yeah, proper number 12. It's been a phenomenal success. It's the fourth best-selling Irish whiskey in the world. So 401,300 cases in 2021 worldwide, compared to 307,700 a year earlier. So just to compare to the others, you have Jameson is number one, way in front of the others with 9.8 million cases. Tullamore Dew did 1.45. Bushmills, just under a million. And then it's proper number 12. So that's a pretty impressive result. All these figures come from the IWSR, which is sort of the top report on alcohol trends. What I would wager most people don't know, because it seems every time I tell somebody this, they react with surprise. He doesn't own it anymore. He sold it. He sold it to Becley, massive Mexican company that makes Jose Cuervo tequila. So what happened basically was Becley backed the company early on. They then had an option to lift their stake in it to 49%, which they exercised, and then they bought the rest of it last year. We don't know precisely what they paid them for it. They borrowed $150 million to fund the purchase of a 51% stake. We know that. We don't know precisely what McGregor's stake in it was, because he had partners in it. But you can take it he did fairly well. And he did do a deal with them so that he has an interest of some kind in the whiskey still. But the owners of it now are Becley.
And he's looking to replicate the success with Stout, is that right?
Yeah, it's called Forged, the Stout he has. It comes from one of the pubs he owns, the Black Forge in Crumlin. And he's hoping clearly to get international success with it. He was tweeting recently about how Stout is an $11 billion market. The pub, the Black Forge, its account tweeted last week that soon the world would get to experience this thing. It's only available there at the moment. So there is an interesting opportunity for him here. I think if you look at Guinness, it's growing quite strongly in Africa. So you'd wonder, would there be an opportunity to piggyback on that? The US obviously would have potential as well. But there's a lot of work involved, obviously, just to increase the amount of it that's brewed and also to get it distributed around the world. Distribution, it's kind of a boring business term, but it's really important. You know, do you have a relationship, for example, with somebody in Africa who themselves have the required relationships to get it into the pubs? Another challenge he has is his level of profile probably is not what it was. You know, he's not a two-weight UFC champion. He's not fighting Floyd Mayweather in Las Vegas. Few years ago, he was one of the most high profile people in the world. He was probably the most high profile Irish person, you know, more so even than Bono. Now, I think it's fair to say he doesn't have the same profile he had when he was launching that whiskey to great success.
So outside of drinks, then, what does he have?
OK, so if we look at the pubs, then we mentioned the Black Forge in Crumlin. There are a number of others. The Waterside in Howth. He's just bought that. That came out last week. You mentioned that at the start of the item. Holt, I suppose, has an attraction for him in that he keeps his Lamborghini super yacht there from time to time.
Ah, right. I thought that was yours out there, Gaff, actually.
No, definitely not. there is also the Marble Arch in Drimna. And that's the pub where he was caught on camera punching a man called Desmond Kyo in the face, because Kyo wouldn't try a shot at the proper number 12 whiskey. People will probably remember that incident. And McGregor was fined €1,000 for that by Dublin District Court. He said something like this would not happen again. So it may be the start of a pub empire for him. He told the Business Post last year he was interested in exploring other venues in Ireland and overseas. He's also working on a housing project on a site beside the Marble Arch. He's spent 15 million quid at least to buy the site, looking to develop 300 odd apartments, social and affordable housing in there as part of that, and also a number of other things, a supermarket, etc. And then just another thing I mentioned is McGregor Fast. That's a fitness program you can sign up to for a fee. That's another one of his interests as well.
All right. Is he involved in the stock markets at all?
Well, I think this is quite interesting. I mean, you don't really see him talking about shares or Bitcoin or the like. I asked his representatives, you know, had he anything invested in these things, or was he in the bond market, or was he in, you know, the derivatives market, you know, things like contract for difference, etc. I didn't get a response, but it's worth noting there was a piece about him in The Currency last week. It said he's not really interested in getting involved in complicated financial products. What that piece said basically is what he's done with most of his fortune is unknown, but he's thought to be mainly in cash, which in the current environment, if that's true, it's quite interesting because inflation obviously is not helping him. Inflation is not good when most of your assets are in cash.
So what's his total net worth then at the moment?
Well, it's impossible to say, really. I mean, any figure you see for any of these people is always a guesstimate. But the best measure I can give you is if you add up all the earnings he's made every year that he's been on the Forbes athlete rich list. So that would include things like prize money, endorsements, taking into account selling the whiskey as well. According to that, he's earned $473 million since the 2016 edition of that list. So $473 million is about 450 million euro. Factor in as well, you know, probably some of the property he owns, things like that, has gone up in value since then. 500 million would seem to me to be a reasonable guesstimate for his net worth. But, you know, it is just that. It is just a guesstimate.
All right. Gavin McLaughlin, thanks a million for that. 2.4 million euro, apparently, or pound sterling, he paid for his Lamborghini super yacht that he parks up outside now his own pub in Howth. Anyway, Gavin, we'll talk to you a little bit later for the rest of today's business news.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.